Some in the media have said that it's a miracle to see Bill Clinton, George Bush, and Barack Obama all in the same room regarding the Haitian earthquake and what they can do to help bring relief to that quake-stricken country. Well, it's good to see them all together, and it's finally nice to see many countries in the world coming forward with help, supplies, military, etc. But there is a real, miracle that happened in Haiti, and I'll share it with you. Rescuers pulled a dehydrated but otherwise uninjured woman from the ruins of a luxury hotel in the Haitian capital, Port-au-Prince, early Sunday. And the event was greeted with applause from onlookers witnessing a rare good news event in the city otherwise filled with corpses, rubble, and desperation. The woman's husband, Richard Rydell, said it's a little miracle. Hearing she was alive in the wreckage, she's one tough cookie, she's indestructible. For many, though, the 5 days since the magnitude 7 quake hit have turned into an aching wait for food, water, and medical care, slowly making its way from an overwhelmed airport rife with political squabbles. And while aid is reaching the country, growing impatience among the suffering has spawned some violence. That's going to happen. It's sad to see that that is turning into chaos there in some cases, but it's also nice to see countries responding as quick as they can. The Canadian Prime Minister said Canada will be in Haiti for the long haul. I think the States and other countries will be too. There's a lot of rebuilding that needs to be done there, a lot of security for a country that had a lot of problems even before the earthquake. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.